I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, where it is time for the business side this week with the executive editor of the Lane Report, Mark Green. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Alan.
Mark, Ford Motor Company and SK Innovation recently announced a single largest economic development project in the history of the Commonwealth. Of course, this involves the battery plants that are coming to Kentucky. And you were there for the announcement. As we have talked offline, you say this is one of the biggest economic development events that you could recently recall.
Yes, Alan, this one is big. It's more than three times bigger than any announcement the state has had previously. And significantly, you know, maybe even more significantly, it's the biggest project Ford has ever had in its history. Ford is just one of the cornerstones of the economy. So if Ford puts a bet like this in Kentucky, you can rely on it coming to pass, and you can just bet that Ford is here for the duration.
A lot of things had to happen behind the scenes, especially by the General Assembly, to attract Ford and this SK deal. Talk a little bit about that.
At the event, the three main speakers were Ford Executive Chairman Bill Ford, who, you know, he doesn't get out and go show up for events unless they are major. The Ford CEO Jim Fraley and the Governor Andy Beshear. Now, Andy, he made a point of giving some credit to the legislature, which is Republican run. The legislature approved more than $400 million towards economic development incentives. We don't think all of that's going towards this project, but I guess what I'm hearing is that more than $200 million might go toward it, which is a lot of money, but $5.8 billion in development is just huge. 5,000 jobs in Hardin County, right there on I-65, about 45 miles south of Louisville. That's huge. These jobs are going to be there for a long time. You know, Ford described this plant as supplying vehicle batteries for generations, plural, of future vehicles.
Now, this is advertised as Ford, but let's talk a little bit about the other player, the partner, SK, and how important they loom in this transaction.
Well, that was something that I really alerted on as I was, you know, researching this right before going over to the event. SK is one of the four industrial mega complexes over there. They call them Shables, but they are in multiple industries: petroleum, chemicals, textiles. They build broadband systems, and Korea has the best broadband in the world. But they also do car batteries. They have manufactured vehicle batteries for Mercedes in the past. Ford said that they, in the early stages of electric vehicles, worked with everybody everywhere and saw all the technologies. And they liked SK the best. But SK, you know, although they were very much taking a backseat to Ford in this, we've never heard of SK previously, but SK is putting $4.2 billion into the project here and in Tennessee, right outside of Memphis, which is going to be a vehicle production plant and a battery plant. But Kentucky is strictly battery production, and it's going to be a twin plant, as they call it, two side-by-side vehicle production plants that I think a big piece of SK's $4.2 billion is coming into Kentucky. And, you know, previously our next biggest project in history has been $1.7 billion. So this just far exceeds anything we've had before.
And SK was, until very recently, heavily involved in manufacturing in China.
My research showed that SK had a with a Chinese entity where they had a major vehicle battery production plant in China. And then the Chinese partner, after several years, just without giving any reason, said, we aren't going to participate in this partnership anymore. And they just left SK holding the bag. So SK seemingly would not have a very favorable view of China. And the U.S. political landscape nowadays is also taking a somewhat dim view of China. You know, we keep on hearing from the politicians that that China steals intellectual property, that they just they are an abusive, opportunistic partner in many cases, and they don't play fair overall. So this plant coming to Kentucky is major vehicle battery production technology, and significantly, it's not Chinese. I think it seems like SK is going to be having a major U.S. foothold here in Kentucky first, and that's looking pretty good for us, I think.
The article points out, and everyone is saying patience here, because this is going to take a while to build these plants and then to get them up and running.
The plant here in Kentucky is supposed to begin operation in 2025. So that's 3.5 years away. It takes a while to build these things. But at the news conference after the announcement to Dog and Pony Show, Fraley, the Ford CEO, said it's going to open with 5,000 jobs. And he and Andy both, and Andy, the governor, Beshear, both said 5,000 jobs is just the beginning, that they expect to grow from there. And then these jobs tend to support a lot of other jobs. The governor made the point that Ford has about 13,000 jobs in Louisville right now, but those jobs support and generate a total of 120,000 jobs in Kentucky. So this project should produce, even more jobs than the direct jobs working at that Ford plant, which they expect to grow. Now, what they say is that the market is what's driving this. The car companies don't present that they are pushing customers to adopt electric vehicles. They say customers are pushing them to build electric vehicles, and that this is very much following the market rather than trying to lead the marketplace towards these greener, more sustainable vehicles. Bill Ford, one of the comments he made was that his two passions in life are building good vehicles and being a good environmental citizen, which that was news to me. But a strong environmental citizenship is a high priority for Bill Ford, the executive chairman of the company.
And Mark, what do you think it was about Kentucky that put us over the top when it came to the other states and their proposals for this venture?
That question was asked at the news conference after the announcement, and Ford CEO Fraley said they literally looked everywhere, all over the country, assessed every potential site. They really liked this 1,500-acre mega site in Hardin County. They like having that much property. It's right on I-65. It already has rail service into it. Kentucky is geographically positioned to supply to the entire eastern United States within a one-day delivery period. But they said that they like the Kentucky workforce. They've had plants and been producing vehicles in Kentucky for 105 years. And Fraley said the Kentucky workforce has delivered for them. The proof is in the pudding. They know what they're going to get when they hire Kentucky workers to achieve their goals, and they like it.
Juxtaposed with all of this good economic development information is the reality that that aluminum plant in eastern Kentucky is yet to ever be built. And there are a lot of politicians in Frankfort that are making a lot of noise about getting the money back from that venture.
Yes, Alan, the previous biggest announced project in the state was this Brady Industries high-tech aluminum plant, a mill that was going to supply the automotive and the aircraft industry. It was going to be a $1.7 billion plant, but it was announced 5 years ago, and it has not happened. They had a groundbreaking ceremony, but nothing has been built there. They've never got their financing lined up for it. And the state put $15 million into that. You know, that's just a small drop in the bucket for $1.7 billion. But it was a commitment by the state that we're behind this project. And it just didn't happen. And that's embarrassing, you know, politically. It just doesn't look good. And so a lot of people in Frankfort say, let's get our $15 million back. There are conditions in the contract of our investment that we can get that money back. And, you know, 5 years down the line with nothing coming out of the ground, it's completely legitimate to say we want our money back now.
But as you point out, Ford and SK, they stand behind what they say.
Yeah, well, Ford is a definitely a more solid citizen, and Ford was pumped up. You know, a lot of communication they say is nonverbal. You know, it's kind of between the lines, and there was just excitement in the attitude of Ford's CEO and its executive chairman in talking about this. It's the biggest project in Ford history. They would really, really damage themselves financially if they don't follow through with this. You know, if they make a commitment to do this and then don't do it, their stock price would take a big hit. And that's where the rubber really hits the road.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today on the business side. Our guest has been the executive editor of the Lane Report, Mark Green. Thanks for your time today.
Very nice being with you again, Alan. Take care.